with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Appreciate you tuning in each and every week, wherever you are in this great state of Michigan or in the world, as it may be, on our podcast, thegrillingguys.com. You can catch all of that stuff. Talking about just reaching out to old friends this week, and the fall is in the air and all this barbecue. Don't know anything that goes better with barbecue than a few friends and some cold beers. So, Barbecue Bob, we've got an old friend on the line.
That's right. It is, welcome to the show, Spencer Chanel. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
So
great yourself.
So, Spencer is the CEO of Dragon Mead Brewery. Tell us, you've been working here for a couple of years now, haven't you?
Yes, I have. started, hold on, once my alarm just went off my phone.
Squirrel.
We've been around since 1997, we've been brewing in Warren for 25 years now, and just opened up a second location at St. Clair Shores in 2019.
Well, I've only been to your original, your Warren location, but I was teeing you up to give you the opportunity to tell your story a little bit about. You know, you were a kid when your dad started this place.
Since we opened up in 1997, I actually brewed my first all-grain batch of beer when I was 10.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, better late than never. But, been working there. Started as a keg washer, was barbacking here and there. I was emptying water tons, and I was waiting until I was a full-time brewer there. And so now I'm, that's my full-time job, and I run the place, so it's pretty awesome.
So I think my brother-in-law over there in Troy, every time he and I get a chance to get together, we hit a couple of our favorite places, and he turned me on to you about 7 or 8 years ago, and I took one taste of course I won't be able to think of the name of it
now. Absolution.
Your Final Absolution. And
yep.
And I was brought right back to Belgium. I took one taste of that, and I said, oh, my gosh, somebody here really knows how to make a triple. And then I had another, and I can't remember, but I might have even had another. But tell us about that beer, because if people here, most people have never been to Belgium, most people have probably never even really paid attention to Belgian beers, but if you haven't, this is a build of a beer that you really need to get your head around, because it's like dessert. It's a treat.
Oh, yes. Well, so it's actually funny you mentioned that you went back to Belgium in your head, because that's what the Belgian judges who were scoring us for the World Beer Cup kind of were when it was actually in Belgium. So that beer won a gold medal in the World Beer Cup. And then the notes for that particular beer, they're trying to figure out whether or not it was Affligem with a Westmalle yeast bill or Westmalle with an Affligem grain bill. And they were arguing that it was a special batch of Affligem or a special batch of Westmalle. And it's just this tiny little brewery in Warren that beat them all.
That's so cool, because you're in the holy grail of beers, in my opinion. I think Belgium is the birthplace of beer.
Thank you.
The Germans will argue it, but I'm convinced that the Belgians really, really developed the beer art, the monks in Belgium, and it's, there's all kinds of proof to that. But regardless, you can still travel over there. Like,
I would even say the Mesopotamians or the Egyptians, but yeah.
Well, that could be. I just haven't been to Egypt. I haven't been to Egyptia. But Lower Flanders,
But the
Lower Flanders on its own has 250 breweries. Just Lower Flanders.
Yes.
It's crazy. It's like one for every five citizens.
It's not that crazy, though. I mean, it's everything is so small. It's kind of like it is here in Michigan right now, where, you know, we finally just surpassed the number of breweries that we had pre-prohibition.
Wow.
Because obviously beer being illegal and everything closed down. However, we're nowhere near the per capita amount. So there's still room for growth there. You know, everyone used to just go to the local brewery and pick up some beer, just like, you know, how we do it now. Your local bar would probably be a brewery. There's tons of them everywhere.
Yeah, Milwaukee had hundreds. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. If you just tuned in, you're listening to... If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on Jethro FM and the Michigan Talk Network, and we're speaking with Spencer Chanel. Am I saying your last name right?
Channel.
Channel, okay. Yeah. So you're on the Beer Channel right now with Spencer, and he's the CEO of Dragon Mead Brewery, which is in Warren, and now you have another location up in, what, St. Clair Shores? Or yeah.
Yes.
Tell us about that one.
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
Tell us about St. Clair. St. Clair Shores. Tell us about it.
Oh, yes. Okay. So in 2019, on December 15th, we opened up in St. Clair Shores after, you know, several years of, you know, construction being in Warren and, you know, a lot of bad setbacks. I realized I needed to focus a lot more on a pub as opposed to distribution. And being from from St. Clair Shores, living in a town, I think I might as well open up a place, you know, here where I know the drinking scene and, you know, I'm part of it. And so,
right. Good idea.
Opened up, you know, can't bring people to the beer, bring the beer to the people. And so I did the same, you know, did that. So we opened up our second location, but with an emphasis on extremely high quality food as well.
Really?
So, because that's something we've never done before. And honestly, I am still terrified of the notion that we have a kitchen. being a brewer all my life, you know, it's a whole new animal. And thankfully, I have some really awesome guys in the kitchen to actually, you know, make up for my lack of experience with that. So we put a big emphasis on making good quality food that didn't break the bank, that wasn't pretentious, but wasn't just bar food, you know, that kind of a direction. So we went super local with all our food. I think I pick up the meat every day from Frank's Meat right down my street. It's a fantastic butcher shop, and I see the kill sheets in the morning, and usually the cow is less than 8 hours old.
Wow.
By the time I pick up the food. You know, we either hand bake our bread or pick some up from a local bakery right, you know, half a mile away.
Hey, Spencer.
Our pretzels are made by the bagel maker, you know, so it's...
Hey, Spencer, we're going to put you on hold and take a break. We'll get right back to you, and you can finish that up, but we also want to talk about the beer scene in Michigan in general. This is the Grilling Guys. We're going to be back in just a second.
The Grilling Guys.
We're the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grilling Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grilling Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grilling Guys show. That's it.